Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect weather for a night stroll or relaxing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Iran fired 10 missiles at Jordan after U.S. strikes were reported near the Bushehr nuclear plant earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu stated the war is not over yet, while Katz mentioned the IDF's readiness to renew their campaign against Iran at a flight course graduation in the past hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post says Iran retaliated with strikes on U.S. Gulf assets. Sirens sounded as Kuwait engaged with multiple missiles and drones. Separately, JNS reports that earlier today, sirens sounded in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain due to Iranian missile and drone attacks, forcing a flight from Ethiopia to Tel Aviv to turn around. And finally, Mariv shares that the IDF is addressing tensions with Turkey. A military source warns of Turkey's alignment with hostile forces against Israel from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, a known open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized the ongoing nature of the conflict and the importance of Israel's air superiority. I24NEWS_EN, an Israeli international news broadcaster, noted that Iran is set to bury its slain supreme leader, while questions remain about his successor. Middle East_24 reports that NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte stated earlier today that recent U.S. strikes on Iran were necessary after Tehran's attacks on commercial tankers. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Iran launched missiles at Jordan following U.S. military actions near the Bushehr nuclear site. Tehran accuses the U.S. of targeting the plant's perimeter. This escalation raises tensions in the region, threatening stability and civilian safety. Turning to Walla's coverage, Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke at a flight course graduation, stating the war is not over. Katz mentioned the IDF's readiness to renew campaigns against Iran. This underscores Israel's ongoing strategic posture and military preparedness. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Iran's retaliation against U.S. Gulf assets. Kuwait reported intercepting multiple missiles and drones. This strike follows U.S. actions near Bushehr, signaling a potential broadening of regional conflict. Next, JNS reports on the impact of Iran's missile and drone attacks in Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. A commercial flight to Tel Aviv was affected. This incident shows the far-reaching implications of regional hostilities on air travel and civilian movements. Finally, according to Mariv, the IDF expresses concern over Turkey's potential alignment with hostile forces. A military source emphasizes this could impact regional alignments and Israel's security strategy against perceived threats. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC reports that a new pipeline between Ashdod and Ashkelon will boost Israel's gas exports to Egypt by 43%, enhancing a $35 billion deal. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that Lombard Odier anticipates a positive market outlook in the second half of 2026, citing potential geopolitical easing between the U.S. and Iran. And finally, Mariv Business covers Lionel Messi's launch of a new fragrance, Messi Platinum, priced at 349 shekels. It features a woody fresh scent, marking Messi's venture into the fragrance market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.